Next is an old friend, Pratik Patel, founder of the African Wildlife Trust. He'll be our guest on Wednesday, April 15th. Hi, Pratik. It's Thane Maynard.
Good morning, Thane. How are you this morning?
Very well. It's great to talk to you again. I hope to see you while you're in the States.
I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to Cincinnati this time around, but I'm back in November, so I certainly want to try and swing by Cincinnati and hook up with you.
Well, we've had fun together when we've been in Tanzania, and of course, the Cincinnati Zoo often works with your team at Safari Legacy. I know we have a group coming next year on a great safari, both to see Serengeti, but also to get up to Rwanda, so thanks for that.
No, thank you. You're very welcome, and we look forward to seeing you in Tanzania and Rwanda.
And when you see my friend Gabriel, please tell him, hey, we had a great time when we were with him.
I will certainly pass your message on to him, Thane.
Now, the reason that I wanted to talk today, though, was your important work trying to help save Africa's giants. And those, of course, are elephants. In just the years since you and I were together, I think we were in Africa together in 2010, in this four-year period, poaching has really risen, and that's become a surprise to so many people, but you were one of the first to sound the alarm.
That's right. You know, the crisis has become chronic, and at the current rate, we it's escalating. We see, unless we have a huge intervention globally in the ivory trade and trying to put a stop to the poaching crisis, we're going to see a species, there's a genocide, an elephant genocide that's going on, and I use that word very carefully and very strongly. But the reality is we have a huge elephant genocide that's going on the African continent.
And, you know, I thought, and you've been very close to it, I know you've worked even very closely with the Tanzanian government and wildlife officials, I had hoped with the, you know, international ivory ban in the late 80s and the burning of the tusks that poaching was on its way out. But, man, it's back with a force now.
Yes, you know, it was very unfortunate in 1989, you know, we had the global ban on the ivory and that was, you know, very positive. We started seeing herds of elephants, the numbers started growing again, healthy populations. We were nice seeing mature bulls, you know, the females, nice mature females. But, you know, since the one-off sale that we allowed in 2008 of 102 tons, mainly by Namibia, Botswana, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, Zambia, Namibia, Botswana, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We started seeing a spike in 2009, 2010, 11, 12, 13 has just been absolutely detrimental. The poaching of elephants has escalated beyond our imagination. We're struggling, we're suffering. To watch these giants just fall and in our bush. So we need, you know, global awareness for the poaching crisis and to let the world know there is a genocide. You know, we talk about the human genocide, but we mm-hmm. now have an elephant genocide that's going on. And as you know, Thane, the figures are dropping rapidly. We estimate, as we speak currently, we are conducting a population census on the African continent. But we expect about between 400 and 450,000. I'll be very happy if we hit a figure of 500,000. But, you know, considering that we're losing 30,000 elephants a year in mm-hmm. between 7 and 10 years' time, if we don't stop this massacre, you know, we're going to have no elephants left on the African continent, which is very, very sad.
It certainly is, and it affects more than just the elephants. It certainly affects the economy. The reason, for instance, our zoo two or three times a year sends groups to visit East Africa, Southern Africa, is to visit national parks, game parks, go on safari, obviously also meet with local people and experience Africa. But seeing wild game in the wild is certainly a major draw, if not the principal tourist draw to Tanzania. It must be one of the two.
It certainly is. You know, 17.5% of our GDP comes from tourism, so you can imagine how important this foreign revenue is to Tanzania. And if you go back to the history of Tanzania, you know, in 1954 we had a population of 10 million, and now in 2014 we have a population of 47 million.
Mm.
And that's not due to the fact that, you know, Tanzanians were having more kids than other countries, but, you know, Africa has been challenged with civil wars, genocides. And we had a huge influx from Mozambique, South Africa. As you know, Tanzania was home to ANC. We've had Rwanda, Burundi, DRC, Uganda, Sudan, Ethiopia. And of late, you know, we had some problems in Kenya. So Tamin has become home to a lot of refugees, close to about 25 million refugees. Mm. And that's put a huge strain on our economy, healthcare, education, infrastructure development, you know, et cetera. And tourism plays a major role. And the reason people come to Tanzania is not really to sit on the beach. You know, they come for the wildlife. You know, we have the iconic Serengeti National Park. We have Kilimanjaro, Gorongoro, beautiful parks like Tarangire, the biggest reserve in Africa, Selous Game Reserve. And that's a huge draw. So, you know, tourism plays a vital an important role in our economy because 17.5% of the GDP, you can imagine 17.5% comes from tourism, which is very important for help us to help develop our economy and our infrastructure. So by losing our wildlife, it's certainly going to have a huge impact, not only on our wildlife, but also on our country. So we're very, very concerned about the problems that we're facing, and we certainly want to create the awareness. And we thank Cincinnati Zoo for visiting Tanzania. I know you have been very, very supportive of Tanzania and Rwanda, and we look forward to having you folks back on safari with us.
Yeah, well, we look forward as well. But Prateek, give some ideas to listeners of either what's being done to help or what they could do to help protect elephants, because nature's built to make a comeback if we can just stop this poaching.
Well, you know, the big drive, and I'm currently in the States, in the U.S. here on a speaking tour, speaking mainly at university alumni associations and zoos. And thank you for inviting me to speak on the radio as well at Cincinnati. But one of the things that we're doing is we're creating awareness in the U.S. We would like you very much to get involved. I know there's a march on the 4th of October, so if you have something you can do, join just to show your support for rhinos and elephants. That would be wonderful. But Tanzania, in January, February, March, as a government of Tanzania, private sector, we have joined hands to create awareness within Tanzania. Last year, I walked 670 kilometers, you know, 18 days, it was 400 miles. Creating awareness around Tanzania. This year, my minister and myself, Lazaro Nyalandu, the Minister of Natural Resources and Tourism, are going to walk on the 13th of February from the Serengeti Central Visitor Center all the way to Arusha, 350 kilometers, 20 kilometers a day, stopping every vehicle as they come up those roads, creating awareness. We have front page media, social media, radio stations. We're walking in 15 cities around Tanzania at the same time, just so that you know that Tanzania is very serious about conserving its wildlife, and it's not just a cry from a few individuals in Tanzania. It's a cry from a nation, and we would like you to join in if you can come and walk with us, or but if not, even in your own little hometown at the zoo, is to get involved, and on those particular days is to have a small walk within the zoo or the grounds or a park. That would be wonderful. But the other important thing is take a moment. I've seen how the social media can help change things. You know, revolutions have taken place in Libya, Tunisia, Egypt. And through social media is to help create awareness globally of this crisis. The Dalai Lama once said to me, and I had the privilege of meeting him for about 10 minutes, and he says, whilst you're educating our youth, don't forget to educate their hearts, because it's when you change, when you touch their hearts, it's when you will bring change. And one of the real big drive that we have as a Tanzania, as a country, is to try and educate people's hearts so that they can see and these beautiful animals, feel for them, and it would be a shame to lose this iconic species on the African continent. And they're rapidly disappearing.
And I should point out that your group, Safari Legacy, does more than just work with elephants. I know when I was there, we visited a number of school and village sites where you all had helped people have alternatives so that their kids could go to school and they could afford to live so they didn't have to be poachers.
That's true. You know, one of our biggest drives is to work with the communities that live around game parks, national parks, and reserves. And as we speak, actually, I have a good friend from Montana, Doreen Stork, who's actually heading to Tanzania in 10 days' time. And she's helping put water in a community of 6,000 people. We initiated this project a couple of years ago, and it's come a long way. We were pulling water from about 10 miles off a mountain, so we created small water dams, and now we're pumping water to the community. And she's coming to finish the last leg of her project in 10 days' time. So, yes, you know, these are sort of important projects that we need to work on. Whilst addressing the wildlife, we also address the human problems and bring people on board and make them part of the conservation effort, because they are the key to conserving our wildlife.
Absolutely. Well, Pratik, good to talk to you again, and I'm heartened with the work you're doing. I know you've worked even with the president of Tanzania, and that's important to make progress. I know when I was there in, it might have been 2010, there was concern about a central road through the Serengeti, and I think you and others convinced the government not to do that, which is a good move in terms of wildlife migration. So it's possible for positive things to happen, and I certainly appreciate your work.
Thank you so much, Thane. And yes, we're going to try and keep up the work, the good work, and we certainly appreciate the support that you have been giving us over the last few years.
My guest has been Pratik Patel, chairman of the African Wildlife Trust in Tanzania.